Hash It Out with Jane
is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness. Happy New Year! Thank you for downloading this episode of Hash It Out with Jane. My name is Jane Hash, and the past few months have been pretty exciting for me. Unless you stop listening right now, I'm about to catch you up on all the dirty details. No need to take notes because I will post links about all this awesome stuff on the Hash It Out with Jane blog. And you can check that out after you're done listening to this episode. So in the past few months, I've been a very busy activist. I was a guest speaker at the March Against Monsanto demonstration in downtown Cleveland. We didn't quite get the media attention that we had hoped for, but there was a good turnout, it was a lot of fun, and a video of me delivering my speech made its way around the internet and landed on a website called Russia Today. Not quite sure how that happened, but it's pretty awesome that it did. So just say no to GMOs. After that event, I had to change gears for another big event in Cleveland. Cheryl Schumann, the self-proclaimed Martha Stewart of marijuana, did a 10-day media tour here in Ohio in support of the Ohio Rights Group. Now, whether you like her or dislike her, the woman knows how to work the media. And I am very grateful to her that she is using her ability as well as her personal experience to bring attention to this very important issue that the Ohio Rights Group is focusing on here in Ohio. And that issue is cannabis prohibition is ignorant, and it's time to make this medication available again, like it was in the United States until 1937. The tour wrapped up at an event in Cleveland, and I got the opportunity to interview Ms. Schumann, and it was a very fun event, and I'm glad I did it. But after all that activism, I was burnt out. I had to take a break, which is one reason there hasn't been a Hash It Out with Jane podcast episode made in the past couple of months. During my hiatus, I adopted a Savannah cat, which is a domestic hybrid produced by mating an African serval and a domestic cat. So my kitty is a third generation. His name is Bob, and he's an amazing cat. Seriously, do not buy into any negative information being put out there on the internet about Savannah cats. In my opinion, the reason people say nasty things about these kitties is because they buy them because they look so exotic and intriguing. But these people do not research this animal's behavior, and they do not know how to properly interact with them and care for them. Buying a Savannah cat without doing any research is just setting yourself and the cat up for failure, because they are very different than a regular domestic cat. I love my cat. He's highly intelligent. I have no regrets in my choice to adopt a Savannah cat, but they are all up in your business, sometimes more so than a dog. And here's an example which is totally going to cross that too much information boundary. So if you're delicate, plug your ears and count to like 10 or something. This is how Bob got his nickname, Turd Burglar. So I had to use the bathroom, and the cute little kitty wanted to hang out in there with me. I didn't think it would be an issue. Until I pooped. Now, I only weigh 38 pounds. And at the time, Bob weighed 5 pounds. It took every bit of strength I had to keep this cat from getting in the toilet. So that's the degree of patience you need to have to before you decide to adopt a Savannah cat. Since Bob is my cat, and he understands that Savannah cats have a bit of a bad reputation, he has decided to take the activist approach and has started his own blog so he can show everyone how wonderful and amazing and gentle Savannah cats truly are. And there will be links to Bob's blog as well as his Twitter and YouTube account on the Hash It Out with Jane blog. Last but not least, possibly the most exciting thing happening in my life right now is Plain Jane the Shockumentary. This is a project that I've been working on over the past few years with filmmaker Tom Trainer. It started out as just a documentary about my life. As an active participant in the editing process, though, I started seeing myself and my life from a totally new perspective. I realize now that most of the time when strangers are gawking at me out in public, it's not necessarily because I'm small-statured and in a wheelchair. It's because I'm doing either crazy shit or something fun and exciting that most people probably wouldn't have the guts to do. So Plain Jane the Shockumentary is much more than just a documentary. It's a fast-paced, entertaining, yet brutally honest adventure with fantastic music. It's going to be featured in the Reframe International Film Festival in Peterborough, Ontario, on Friday, January 24th. I can feel an international distribution deal coming out of this. Can you feel it? I feel it. So let's focus on that and make it happen. If you live in the United States, though, you can purchase your copy of Plain Jane the Shockumentary right now for only $18. Just go to www.plainjanetheshockumentary.com. I cannot stress enough that this is not intended for children. Okay, let's recap what we have discussed today. To summarize it all, GMOs are bad, cannabis is good, Savannah cats are awesome, and Plain Jane the Shockumentary is fucking awesome. Thanks again for downloading this episode of Hash It Out with Jane. I have lots more exciting episodes in the works for 2014. On the next episode, I will be joined by special guest Joe Asen, creator of the Ergo Joystick. For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjane@gmail.com.